this hour by Frederick Remington Fully Cooked Ready-to-Eat Bacon. Exclusive no refrigeration 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
Listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the broadcast. We are live with you on this 4th of July weekend. Isn't it interesting? The 4th of July holiday is one of those holidays that you can't move. This is a trick of the federal government. They always end up adjusting the holidays so that they fall on Mondays to kind of get the three-day weekend. Well, now as it works out, the 4th of July is on a Tuesday, right? So if you're really slick, you can make this into a four-day weekend, and it's not just a three-day weekend. So maybe that'll work out really well for you. A lot of people taking tomorrow off, tomorrow being Monday, the day before the 4th of July. Why not? Why not just make it a four-day weekend? I'm not going to be doing that, and we're not doing that tonight either. A lot going on in the news, and here I am coming to the microphone with my whole big list here of all of my news items that I was listening to the top of the hour news, and there's a couple of stories I've just got to chime in on that I just heard at the top of the news. The first one that is so interesting to me is Charlie Sheen. Charlie Sheen, the word is that the actor Charlie Sheen is broke. And I was just looking at some stories online. One story says he's signing autographs for $60 each. You just heard at the top of the hour there, the news, that he's selling his most prized baseball memorabilia. And I guess that included a ring once owned by Babe Ruth. The Babe Ruth World Series ring that he owned went for $2 million. Something else went for another couple of million. You know, that's, I have to say, when I went broke a few years ago, when I was the victim of an embezzlement scheme, I didn't have millions of dollars of things to sell. So I guess you can't feel too bad for Charlie Sheen. And after all, he's had a pretty wild ride, right? I mean, if anybody has lasted longer in the spotlight and his career and having money, you got to give him some degree of credit, because by all rights, he probably should have been broke and out of work years ago, but he still has things left to sell. So I guess you could consider that the glass being half full. And then this story, you heard it at the top of the news, but yet I thought, wow, this is weird. I've got to find this story and read it really quickly before we go on the air. The story is that the United States government settles a lawsuit with Panda Express. You know Panda Express, where you can get the kind of so-so Chinese food? It's okay. I'm not a huge fan of Panda Express, but I'll eat there on occasion. So anyway, Panda Express ends up having to pay a $400,000 civil penalty, and then they also had to set up a $200,000 fund. And this is to pay workers who lost pay due to what was considered to be discrimination against employees of the food chain that were not U.S. citizens. And here's what they were accused of. Apparently, they were accused of asking their non-U.S. citizen employees to re-verify their green card status, that is their right to work, that they asked them to do that too often. And it led to, what is this, $600,000? this just seems strange to me. Maybe there's something more to this story, but kind of the takeaway that I get from this is, in this culture where you have so many employers that are disregarding the law when it comes to illegal immigrants working, here's a company that appears to be allowing non-U.S. citizens to work in their chain, not a problem there. And it appears that they're going overboard, according to the government, asking the non-U.S. citizen employees to verify their status too frequently. I'm not really sure. I don't know how there could be such a thing. I mean, if you're here legally and you've got the paperwork and you're asked for the paperwork, then you would provide it. Maybe there's more to this. Maybe I'm jumping to some conclusions here, and maybe there is something problematic here. Maybe in order to prove that you're still eligible to work, you have to get new paperwork, and maybe it takes a long time to get it. I don't know the whole backstory here, but it just seems odd to me in this culture and climate of so many employers thumbing their nose at the law when it comes to them. You know, I've got people working in my neighborhood. I mean, and I can hear them. It's all Spanish they're talking, and you wonder, it doesn't look like they're here legally. I guess if they're, you know, entirely Spanish speaking, that doesn't necessarily mean that, but I don't know. You see so many examples where it's likely that you have illegal immigrants working, and you don't hear about the big crackdowns on employers involved in that, but then you've got a crackdown here on an employer that was overly diligent in verifying the green card status of its non-U.S. citizen employees. So a couple of stories there. Charlie Sheen going broke, and then this kind of bizarre Panda Express settlement. And I'll tell you, if the government wants you, the government decides they're going to come after you because they don't like something you've done, get your checkbook out, because they're going to get you one way or another. And according to this news story, looks like Panda Express settled the lawsuit. Okay, a lot going on tonight, a lot more news to get into. And in hour number two, we do have a fantastic guest for you. Her name is Laura Caldwell. She is the co-editor of this fantastic book called Anatomy of Innocence. It is a very interesting book that goes through the stories, many, many stories, of people that were wrongfully convicted. And I want to talk about this tonight in hour two with our guest, because I think this happens more often than not, more often than I should say, more often than we believe it to happen. And of course, you know, so many people like Barry Scheck, the Innocence Project, so many people, you know, involved in this. A number of stories. I just saw an NBC Dateline show about a guy that was sent to prison for murder. There was no evidence. It was all circumstantial. And then his case was overturned after he was in prison for a few years. But you're hearing more and more of this. And then what was it, that Netflix show, The Making of a Murderer? And we had an author on about that, and that was pretty controversial about what really the truth was there. But this is going to be a fascinating interview in hour number two tonight, so stay tuned for that. Next week, I will not be here because I'll be traveling, so we'll have a great best of show lined up for you next week. In 2 weeks, I'm going to bring in an interesting group here. They have a website called Open the Books, and it's one of these websites that's all about government waste, and they have these just incredible examples of how the government is wasting your money. Just unbelievable, literally almost unbelievable examples. All right, let's get into some news here tonight. The state of Illinois, is it about to go under financially? Wow. We're going to talk about this for several minutes, including when we come back from this break, but things are so bad right now in the state of Illinois that the two national lotteries, the Powerball and the Mega Millions, I think it's called, they actually canceled the lottery. And then the Illinois lottery itself, its own lottery, the winners are being told if you win, you're going to have to wait to get your money. I mean, this is bizarre, really bizarre. And the only thing they know to do is raise taxes again, and they can't even agree on that. There's so much more to talk about. what's happening in Illinois. We'll have that. A lot of other news here for you. Trump's unpresidential tweet that has rocked the media. We'll get into that and a lot more. We'll be right back.
Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Everything you've heard about or read about regarding identity theft is wrong. There are dozens and dozens of companies out there claiming that they can prevent identity theft or that monitoring your credit file will help you prevent identity theft. And I'm here to tell you, it's simply not true. It's a scam. No one can prevent identity theft, and I mean no one. Credit monitoring will not alert you to 80% of the fraudulent issues that can happen to you. Friends, there's only one company that has the solution to identity theft. That's my friends over at Liberty ID. Liberty ID fixes the damages caused by identity theft. In fact, they've successfully restored the identities of over 60,000 individuals without fail. Call my friends at Liberty ID today to see if you've been compromised. If you're on your cell phone, you probably have been. And my friends at Liberty ID will let you know if you have and what you can do to fix it. Call right now, 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY. Or visit them at libertyid.com and use discount code GCN at checkout.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
The state of Illinois missed the deadline, which was Friday, then extended into Saturday, to come up with a budget after 3 years of not having a budget. They were unable to put things together. I guess they're still working right now on Sunday, the 11th hour. I don't know what's going to happen here, but here's what we already know. We already know that the state of Illinois has been suspended by Powerball and Mega Millions. These are the multi-state lotteries, have suspended the state of Illinois, which is not any, which is no longer able to sell Powerball or Mega Millions tickets. We also know here, CNN is reporting, even their own lottery is in trouble. CNN Money is reporting that Illinois lottery winners may not be able to collect on their winnings if there is not a budget deal. They may have to wait. This is getting really crazy, really, really crazy. And then I saw this report online by Mike Adams, the health ranger. And Mike Adams says that Illinois teachers and other pensioners in the state, police and fire, may end up seeing a cut in their retirement benefits, their pension, of 70%. Wow. And what a lot of people don't know, I don't know if this is the case with all Illinois pensioners, but I do know that it's the case with teachers. That teachers do in Illinois do not separately, at least historically have not, this may have changed, but I have relatives that are teachers. And historically, how they do it in Illinois is as a teacher, you don't contribute to Social Security. So all of the money that you would have for Social Security and your pension are all wrapped up into one deal. And that's why this is so scary and so immoral, what they're going to do here if this happens. But there's, you know, money doesn't come out of thin air. So if there isn't enough money, then there isn't enough money. It's not really going to be a decision, I guess, just a matter of prioritizing. So here's what Illinois is doing. Apparently, the plan is to raise taxes again. So it's kind of like a death spiral, because what they do is they raise taxes and then more people leave. So then there are less people left, which means they have to raise taxes again on the fewer people that are left, and then more of those people leave, and then it's rinse and repeat and so on and so on. And I don't know where this ends. I don't know how this ends. It is, however, interesting to just look at this and say, this is a state run by liberal Democrats. California is not far behind. And even though our federal government, I think, is in horrible shape financially, this is what the future would look like if the Democrats had their way in Washington. And I'm not sure why the word has not gotten out when you see what's happened in, you know, cities like Detroit, for example. And apparently New Jersey is in financial trouble. Of course, we have Puerto Rico that is in essence in a bankruptcy right now. And it seems that there is a what we call a normalcy bias. That is, people are kind of whistling past the graveyard. No one's really making a big deal out of this. It's like, yeah, and oh, by the way, Illinois is broke. And by the way, they may have to cut their pensioners' benefits by 70%. I mean, this is a really, really big deal. And when you look at how much money that people in Illinois pay in taxes, I mean, to start with, they have a state income tax. So the state has a tax on everybody's income. Then on top of it, there are just egregious property taxes. I mean, someone with just a typical middle class home paying $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 per year in property taxes. You go into the city of Chicago and to park on the street for 30 minutes is $10. You go into a parking garage because maybe you want to visit a museum for 2 or 3 hours. The cost to park, even if you use a parking garage, is like $30 or $40 to park your car, and on and on and on. And then everything is a toll. You go, I mean, anywhere you drive, you're paying a toll. And you might say, okay, with all this money, with all these taxes and fees and property taxes and tolls and parking fees and parking tickets and cameras that monitor your speed and send you a ticket in the mail, all this stuff going on, the lottery and the Mega Millions and the Powerball and the legalized gambling and all the things going on in Illinois, and you'd say, okay, but if all of this money they're taking in, we have roads paved with gold and everybody's getting all these wonderful benefits, but that's not happening. You have the worst of both worlds. You have potholes, you have pensions that are broke, and you know, it clearly to me, there's no other way to look at this than this is corruption, and people should be going to jail. I mean, if this happened in the private sector, if you took someone's pension money and you spent it and didn't set that aside for them, you would be, you know, considered guilty of fraud. And yet in government, it doesn't seem to work that way. And the only thing they can come up with here now is to raise taxes again. Some of the other stories I'm reading here are that the state of Illinois, the colleges, the universities may lose their accreditation in the state of Illinois because of this budget crisis. The state's bonds, their general obligation bonds, are going to be reduced to a rating of junk. And let me tell you what that means. So when the bonds become junk bond status, that means that the interest rate on those bonds is going to be really high. So it's sort of like if you have bad credit and the only place you can get a loan is a 25% loan. That's what the state is up against. They're going to be assigned the highest interest rates when they try to borrow money, if they can borrow money. And on and on and on. And it just seems like there's no end to it. I mean, obviously the idea of having a budget and cutting back and finding ways to cut costs, it doesn't seem really on the table. It seems like it's all about raising taxes again and again and again. And this whole idea of the college system in Illinois losing its accreditation is just shocking. We have so many friends, relatives, friends of the program, followers of ChristianMoney.com that live in Illinois. God bless you folks. I pray for you. I hope that somehow, some way, this can all be worked out and people are not hurt as badly as it looks like they may well be. And this is really portends the future, doesn't it, for California, who, you know, by all accounts, it could be in equal, if not worse, financial condition than the state of Illinois. All right. So a lot of things are going on this weekend with President Trump. Thousands of people took to the streets in Los Angeles marching to impeach President Trump. But then that really is not the big story. The big story is this silly video that was posted, actually retweeted by the president. And we'll talk about what was on that video and what the media is saying about it. They're making a huge ordeal out of what appears to be a joke. But again, it's all about fake news and CNN and Trump going after the media. We'll have that and more.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to harvestright.com or call 800-923-9591. That's harvestright.com or 800-923-9591.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
Okay, so hyperbole. Here we go. So the president looks like he was having a little bit of fun here. There was a video circulating on the internet, I guess, throughout the week, and it came to the president's attention. And what it was a WWE wrestling match. And they took one of the wrestlers and superimposed the face of Donald Trump on the wrestler. And then they took someone on the sideline and put a CNN graphic over their head. So if you can envision what we're talking about here. So Trump is the wrestler and he comes out of the ring and beats up this bystander that's standing by the side of the ring. And this is all, it's a joke. It's funny, but now the media has spun this into that Trump is making making threats against the media, promoting physical violence against the media because of this video. Wow. I just don't, I don't know. But of course, it had to be CNN, and Trump continues to pound CNN, fake news. He's branded them as fake news, and it goes on and on and on. But that's the big controversy this weekend. If you missed it, all the Sunday shows, everybody's talking about it. It's a really, really big deal to the media that this happened, and I'm not sure what to make of this. I mean, it just seems like a lot of fun, but these kinds of videos you see all the time. There was one, wasn't there, with back in the during the election that involved Trump as a gladiator in the arena, and Hillary was in the arena, and I think Obama was in the arena, and they had swords and they were in the arena. Nobody seemed to get that upset about that video as promoting real violence. It was a cartoon. And that's what this is. It's really in the spirit of like a cartoon. The way that they did this was very humorous, and that's what I take from it. Okay, this story is interesting too, because just when you might not like Trump, and you might not have voted for him, but then you get reminded of really who we had in the White House when you remember Barack Obama. And the notion that the U.S. is not exceptional, that there is no U.S. exceptionalism. And then we have this story here. This is from the Gateway Pundit, the headline. And get this. This is, of course, the 4th of July weekend. Obama warns of too much patriotism on the 4th of July weekend while praising Islam during speech in Indonesia. So since Obama left office, he's been going on all these trips. He got himself a $60 or $70 million book advance. One of his vacations, he was with Richard Branson on some private island for a couple of weeks. Then he was on this private yacht with Oprah Winfrey and Tom Hanks and a bunch of other celebrities. And now apparently he's gone international again. And he is in Indonesia, where he spent some of his childhood growing up. And speaking out against the U.S. To be careful about being too patriotic, because it will create resentment around the world. And what a nice thing to say during our 4th of July weekend. You know what? I'm not the least bit ashamed to be proud that I'm an American. And you know what? If I were in Italy, I'd be proud to be from Italy. There's nothing wrong with being proud of your country and celebrating your country's special days. And, if each country doesn't believe it's the best and it's special, then there's something wrong. I mean, the idea that obviously, we don't expect every country in the world to agree with us. We're not saying that. We're just saying we're Americans and we love America and we think America is the greatest. I mean, what's wrong with that? I mean, after all, this is where we live. This is our homeland. So the idea that we ourselves think that, what's so wrong with that? What's wrong with flying a flag, putting a flag out, celebrating the 4th of July? I guess if we do that too much, according to former President Obama, we will be sowing the seeds of resentment around the world. So we've got to be careful not to celebrate too much. All right, I've got this article in front of me. And yes, this is the National Enquirer. And I, whenever I see something in the National Enquirer, I look at it and I think to myself, well, I don't know. Could this be true? Maybe, maybe not. However, we do know that the National Enquirer has been right on many occasions. Wasn't it the John Edwards affair that they broke that story? This is the front page of the National Enquirer, what I'm going to share with you right now. And again, I don't know if it's true or not. I do not know, but I do know that it's on the front page of the National Enquirer. So to the extent that it's on the front page of the National Enquirer and it's in all your grocery stores, here we go again. And because we can never bring up Scientology too often, because everybody seems to be obsessed with Scientology these days, including myself, here's the headline: Explosive Hollywood Scandal of Scientology's Baby Black Market. Cruise, Kidman, and seven other megastars pay millions for babies from dirt poor moms. And there's a lot of pictures in here. And apparently they claim to have an inside source. In essence, what they are alleging is babies being bought by celebrities that are involved with Scientology. And they have a lot of examples here. They've got pictures of Travolta, Kirstie Alley, Tom Cruise, Nicole Kidman, and others. And that is on the front page of the National Enquirer. I'm interested to see what happens with that. Again, we don't know how much truth, if any, is to this story. But we do follow closely the topic of Scientology. And of course, Leah Remini is coming out with a second season of her show on A&E, and we will continue to bring guests on to talk about Scientology. But nothing surprises me about Scientology. So that's why when I see a story like that, I think, you never know. Maybe it is true. Okay, so we've been talking about Abby Lee Miller, the so-called dance mom star. This is the woman who went bankrupt, who hid some of her money from the bankruptcy court. She ended up being convicted of bankruptcy fraud, and she was sentenced to 1 year and 1 day. She was supposed to go off to prison on June the 30th, which was, what, 2 days ago. According to news reports, her reporting to prison has been delayed for 2 weeks. It says here there's no information why, but she is not reporting to prison. So for those of you that love her, for those of you that hate her, either way, she's not heading off to prison quite yet. So we'll have to see what happens on that story. All right. I don't know who this guy is, but it's an interesting story. So I thought I would share it with you. You might know who Billy McFarland is. I do not. He apparently is behind something called the Fyre Festival. F-Y-R-E, the Fyre Festival organizer, Billy McFarland, arrested for fraud, facing 20 years in jail. And it says here that he raised money from several individuals, making false claims about how much money was made by these music festivals that he organized. And apparently, as a result of that, people lost money, tickets were sold, and there's a lot of allegations here, but he was arrested, and apparently he was released on $300,000 in bail, but if convicted, he could go to prison for 20 years. And the name is Billy McFarland. That's another big story trending right now. All right, when we come back from this break, you remember the Obama phones? Yep. And you're not going to believe this story. Up to 65% of those phones are fraudulent. We'll have that for you after this. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Stop. Put that mobile phone down because it may have been compromised. Are you aware that many identity theft issues start right on your mobile device? My friends at LibertyID.com have helped over 60,000 individuals without failure get their identities back because of them being compromised. Don't be next. Call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY or visit LibertyID.com to find out if, in fact, you've been compromised and use discount code GCN. Did you know that your children are the most vulnerable to identity theft? It's no surprise with all the mobile phones, social media platforms that your children will eventually be a victim to one of the most significant crimes of the 21st century, identity theft. Don't let that happen. Cover your whole family, your spouse, your children, and your parents right now by calling Liberty ID. LibertyID.com is where you go for a significant discount just by using GCN at checkout, or you can call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
Well, I'm just reading this story here over at CNN. It appears that the state of New Jersey has shut down. So, if it's not bad enough in Illinois, don't run off to New Jersey as a place to hide. It is no kidding. The headline here, New Jersey government shuts down in budget standoff. And it says here that the governor has declared a state of emergency in New Jersey, and only essential government services are operating, such as the state police, the correctional facilities, hospitals, and so forth. And due to a budget impasse, the state of New Jersey government has been shut down. And there's no word as to when this might be resolved. Wow. Keeps getting worse and worse. All right, so let's talk about these Obama phones. And the idea behind this is not a bad idea. But with so many, as is the case with so many welfare programs, a good idea, not managed well, gets out of control. And so you have problems. And here we go. This is from the Daily Signal. I'll read a little bit of this to you. A massive portion of Obama phone recipients are receiving the benefit after lying on their applications, according to a new 90-page report from the Government Accountability Office. An undercover sting operation showed ineligible applications were approved 63% of the time, and a review found that 36 to 65% of beneficiaries in various categories had lied in easily detectable ways, but were approved anyway. The GAO reports that after basic eligibility checks, the cell phones for the poor program shrunk by a third, from $2.2 billion to $1.5 billion. You know, I don't know. Is this necessary? You see, this is part of the problem. We're looking at Illinois is going under, New Jersey's going under, California's going under. I mean, I grew up without a cell phone. We didn't have cell phones. We had pay phones. If you had a problem, you go to a pay phone. I guess there aren't pay phones around as much anymore. But, I mean, is this something where the government should be spending billions of dollars to give people cell phones? I just don't know. And then this looks like it's just filled with fraud, which is what happens with most of these. You know, the Katrina money to the victims of Hurricane Katrina. They found that much of the money was spent on alcohol, tattoos, strip clubs, and all of that. I mean, this is the problem with any of these welfare programs. If you don't have a system in place to monitor it, you might as well just light a match to the money you're spending, because it's not going to go to the people that deserve it. And you're going to be dealing with fraud, which is the case here. You know, I don't know. I don't know anybody that has a phone like this. I can tell you this, that I know people who are school teachers, and I know that they tell me that their kids, many of them that are on the free lunch program, many of them that are, you know, clearly from homes where there's a lot of welfare money going, whenever there's a new iPhone, those kids show up with the latest, greatest, you know, $500, $600 iPhone. And they have the fancy jewel case with it and all of that. You know, I just don't know. It just seems like a lot of this welfare is well-meaning, but we just don't have in place any type of mechanism to manage it properly, which is why most of the money, it appears to be going down the toilet. All right, so now we move ahead to Nevada. So you've heard what happens in Las Vegas stays in Las Vegas. Well, there's probably a greater chance of that now. Now that Nevada has just made marijuana legal. And when I mentioned this to my wife, she said, oh, for medical marijuana? I said, no, recreational marijuana is now legal in Nevada. And so what we've done is, and this was predictable, right? What we've done is we've gone from the argument that, you know, some really, really sick people might need to use marijuana if prescribed by a doctor, even though the same element, the same ingredient in marijuana that the pain relief comes from could be prescribed in a pill, and that's already available. But forget about that. You got to smoke it to get the benefit, is what they say. So let's start down the slippery slope and make medical marijuana legal. And then now it's become recreationally legal in so many areas. Nevada just passing this law, and apparently people were lined up at dispensaries, hundreds deep around the block to get marijuana. And you know, you just look at this and you think, you know, here's the problem. We do not have a way. We really do not have a way to determine if someone is impaired with marijuana. And here's what I'm getting to is this. Here's the problem. You as an employer can still take the position. At least now, I believe you can still take this position in every state that allows for legal use of marijuana recreationally. You can still say you can't have marijuana in your system and be on the job here. That's still the case, I believe, in all these states. But we don't really have a way to determine how impaired that people are that have used marijuana. And so what this leads to, and what it will lead to, I'm sure, is now that this is legal, is we'll probably see employers not able to disqualify a prospective employee because of having marijuana in their system, even trace amounts. And then we have people driving taxis, operating heavy machinery, you know, working on the factory floor with dangerous machinery and on and on and on, who could be impaired. I don't think we have a technology to really know how impaired people are. And by everything I've read, it's not the same as alcohol. People say, well, why should alcohol be legal? Well, the horses are already out of the barn. There's nothing we can do about that. But we can do something about this, or at least I thought we could. But you go out and you have a night of drinking, and you wake up the next morning several hours later, you have a hangover. But after a few hours, that alcohol is out of your system, right? But that's not the case with marijuana. Marijuana can leave you impaired for many, many hours beyond what you can be impaired by alcohol. So there is a big difference. And this is really a problem when you have society basically saying it's okay to use this just for fun. We're not even using the medical argument anymore. We're saying just go ahead and use this recreationally at night on the weekends, but then you'll be coming back on Monday morning to drive that taxi cab or that school bus or whatever your job is. And that's the part of this, I think, that will have unintended consequences. I get the medical marijuana issue, but I still argue that that was available in pill form, could have been resolved that way. And I will still argue that the medical marijuana was never the end game. It was never about that. It was always with the final goal of making marijuana available for recreational use. And so what this has done also in states like in Florida, where we have approved medical marijuana, we're now seeing local counties like the county where I live in Flagler County is discussing a proposal where being caught with marijuana will just be a citation, just like a parking ticket, just like a speeding ticket. So we've really, in the areas where it's still not legal, it's being decriminalized. And in then many states, it appears the trend is such, let's just be honest about it, probably within 3 to 5 years, it's going to be legal nationwide. And then what's next? You see, there's always something next. And that's what you have to look for. So if we're going to make marijuana legal, is it next that cocaine should be legal also? I know libertarians listen to this show. Many of you say, look, if drugs were all legal, then we get rid of the illegal drug trade. But is that what we want? I mean, as a society, do we not want to have any boundaries? And this is affects us all, right? Because we're all on the highway driving 70, 75 miles per hour, and that car next to us could be someone that is impaired. And even, you know, at that speed, even the slightest delay in reaction puts your life at risk and other people on that highway with you. So I don't know. But I guess people are going to be having a lot of fun now in Las Vegas. What do you got? You got gambling. You have prostitution now, just on the outskirts of Las Vegas. And now you could sit down there at the roulette table, light up a joint. Maybe Wayne Newton will come up next to you, sing a little bit of Donka Shane, take a hit off your joint. All right. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's our guest, Laura Caldwell, the book, Anatomy of Innocence. We'll be back. Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for freesurvivalgifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love freesurvivalgifts.com. At freesurvivalgifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, freesurvivalgifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is freesurvivalgifts.com. Check it out, freesurvivalgifts.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.